You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Monday all day long, but it's the Monday before a holiday, so you got to love that. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey.
You doing all right?
I'm good. Good weekend.
Good weekend?
Yeah, good weekend.
Good.
Yeah, you?
Some, yeah.
I like it.
We had some weather blow through, but yeah. There were several folks around North Alabama that had some bad evenings. But my area was spared. So how about y'all?
Yeah, we were good.
Charlene was in Huntsville last night. She kept kind of calling and texting. Things good? How are things? Baby, I'm sitting on the back deck. Things are fine. What are you talking about? I'm seeing Facebook that like downtown Gadsden got hit hard, and I'm like, really?
And then, a hop, skip, and a jump from where you live.
You're talking about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm sitting on the back deck looking up at blue sky. I'm thinking, what's the big deal? But I can hear the thunder in the distance, you know?
Right.
So, anyway. All right, hey, we got a great show laid on for you. The day before Independence Day, so I can tell you right now, at the 4 o'clock hour, we are expecting a lineup of calls. There's a number of elected officials and others who are planning on calling in just to say happy 4th of July and sort of throw it out there a little bit, but I'm looking forward to that. So we got a string of them just going to call in for a minute or two each. So, yeah, stand by for that. Plus, I'll just be honest with you, today, Boomer, you get the applause ready, because today is actually the two-year anniversary of Right Side Radio. Woo!
Oh, nice!
Go figure.
That's awesome.
I did not see this coming in my late 50s, but here I am with a radio show, and it's syndicated, and it takes up a whole afternoon every single day, and I'm loving it. But anyway, yeah. Today is a two-year anniversary of Right Side Radio, and we appreciate all of y'all that make this possible and make this worthwhile. In the meantime, besides the stuff going on at the 4 o'clock hour, we'll also be doing T-shirt giveaways, so stand by for that. And then I got a triple dipper. Hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. So, number one, right out the gate, I'm going to be talking about it. The freak out has begun. I'm going to talk about what I'm calling the SCOTUS aftermath, and it's to the point of being epic ludicrous, and yet they're also serious. Anyway, we'll talk about all those rulings that came out last week, but the liberal freak out that has occurred since then, the SCOTUS aftermath, number one of the triple dipper. Number two, I'm calling it equity versus responsibility. Equity versus responsibility. Have you noticed that every time the Democrats think they've got a great idea, that liberal progressives want to help somebody, what it basically means is they don't want you to have a sense of personal responsibility. They just want to do it for you and do all the things. How's that working out? Well, we'll talk about it, equity versus responsibility. And then number three, that 4 o'clock hour, I got some history, I got some trivia, I got some great stuff laid on, and I'm just calling that whole section Independence Day, so y'all stand by for that. All right, listen, it's going to be a full show. I'm looking forward to it. But I got to tell you here, I'm going to move on to my comments, my opening monologue, and tomorrow, the 4th of July, tomorrow truly is one of my favorite holidays. And as a kid, of course, Christmas was always front and center as the best holiday of them all, right? But it was a close race for me as a kid between Easter and the 4th of July. I mean, truthfully, as a kid, I didn't really get the importance yet of Easter, but I was all in for Easter baskets and candy. But having to dress up in my newest Sunday go-to-meeting clothes and comb my unruly hair took some of the shine off, so looking back, it may well be that the 4th of July had the highest overall ranking for me as a kid. Now, I mean, what was not to like? You had hot dogs, flags waving, bands playing, and fireworks. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, I love fireworks. Think about it. A knothead kid like me could run around in shorts and a t-shirt, stay out past dark, eat junk food, and blow stuff up. It was like layer upon layer of the best life had to offer for a knothead kid. Patriotism, friends, food, and explosives. I have some very distinct memories of the 4th of July. When I was younger, some of y'all could probably relate to this, we used to go through South Huntsville and across the Tennessee River Bridge to the area that we used to call Gasoline Alley. That was where all the fireworks stands were set up. Apparently, there's like an entire cottage industry of pop-up fireworks stands that folks do every day. My dad, he would give each one of us $10, because back then that went a little further. He'd give each one of us $10, and if we had any of our allowance left, we could add to it, and we would hit the stands, and we'd buy the fireworks of our choice. I mean, sparklers, those were just warm-ups. They're kind of like for the little kids, right? Once we were old enough to strike a match, it was a new day. We bought all we could squeeze into a $10 bill, man. Smoke bombs were good for playing army with your friends. Snap pops were good for gags. Ladyfingers are what you got when you were running out of money. Black Cat firecrackers and bottle rockets, those were a mainstay. And you're always on the hunt in the fireworks stands back then, just in case any one of those stands had some bootleg M80s or cherry bombs, which were kind of on their way out of favor at the time. We'd buy some, we'd compare notes. There was always that one fireworks stand that would try to undercut the others by, you know, giving away a pack of bottle rockets or a pack of punks if you would spend $10. And then it was fun time. So admit it, some of y'all listening right now, how many of y'all blew up a Coke bottle or tried to tie a toy Army soldier with a handkerchief parachute to a rocket, which never works? And of course, there was always the attempt to thread fuses together to get multiple blasts out of one lighting. And I'll tell you, too, for a period of time when I was young, we lived on post on Redstone Arsenal. Maybe it was my age at the time. Maybe we just had a rowdier bunch of knothead kids in the neighborhood. But I can remember out on Skinner Drive on Redstone in the residential section, having bottle rocket wars in the street until somebody would call the MPs and we'd have to run hide in the woods. And the MPs would come and they'd flash their lights and then you could hear them laughing because they got a kick out of it too. And we'd wait 5 minutes and commence the bottle rocket wars all over. I once sat on a boat in the Coosa River and literally had to look straight up into the explosions and had the debris rain down on me at a big fireworks demonstration. It was great. I remember big displays at the old Milton Frank Stadium in Huntsville as a kid, or over at the USS Alabama Battleship Park in Mobile. But of all the displays I've ever seen over the years, none of them could hold a candle to the best one I ever saw on the Washington Mall. It was the best for a variety of reasons. It was the location, it was the quality, but it was also the sense that it was the epicenter of all that the 4th of July was designed to celebrate. It was the greatness of America. It was the vastness of our blessing. It was the depth of what is worth defending. I was assigned to the Pentagon at the time, and it was announced that Pentagon families could bring their lawn chairs and coolers and be given access to what's known as the Pentagon Parade Field, a large, like, double football-sized, flat, grassy area that looks straight across at the Washington Monument. Well, my son was off at college at the time, but Charlene and I and our daughter Caitlin, we got to go sit there on the freshly cut grass on the side of the Pentagon, a building that at the time was still under renovations from the damage inflicted by 9/11. And we joined with so many others as we watched in awe as beautiful light displays illuminated the Washington Monument against the night sky. It was epic. It was visually stunning. And it was actually really moving. As I got older, I hung on to my love for fireworks. Charlene does not get it. She asks me every time I buy fireworks why I do that. It's like spending money on something that's literally going to burn. Yep. And I love it. But I also know that I have developed a much fonder appreciation for the holiday itself. Sort of like realizing that Easter has a deeper, more profound meaning than just candy and colored eggs, I have also learned over the years the 4th of July really impacts my life. I have learned that the 4th of July carries such a deeper and more profound meaning. The flags still wave, the hot dogs are still good, I love seeing my family and friends, but there's a difference now. Now it feels more like a privilege, like a holiday, but with a true sentiment attached to it. The sense that it's not just about gathering. And by the way, I still love the fireworks and especially the big displays. But as we move into this holiday week, I hope that you'll get some time with family or friends. I hope that there's a hot dog and a cold drink for you. I hope you get to laugh and enjoy it all. I hope that there's also fireworks. But more than anything, teach the kids, like the little knothead kids like I was, teach the kids this is not just a holiday for knothead kids to run around, eat junk food, and blow things up. Teach that next generation that we stand up for the anthem with our hands over our heart and our hats off. Teach the kids that this holiday is a blessing because they live in the United States of, by God, America, a nation that has been a blessing to so many, the freest country known to history. Tell them that the 4th of July is the day we celebrate independence, and that independence means sacrifice, and that sacrifice means commitment, and that commitment means honor. And then tell them to be careful with those black cat firecrackers and have a good time. So God bless y'all. God bless America. And the folks here at Right Side Radio, we wish you the absolute best of times on the 4th of July. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, man, I do love me some fireworks. I've got to have to find a stand right after we get off the air, too, Boom. I'm just telling you. I already know for a fact. Because I went the whole weekend and realized I forgot to go buy any. I'm like, how am I doing a monologue like this? And I don't have any fireworks in my hands yet. Oh, well. Anyway, we'll get her done. All right, listen, I want to hear from y'all throughout the show. Text me. Tell me what you like about 4th of July, what your memories are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You can text it in or call it in, same number. I'm looking at a number of texts that just dropped in. Mike from Coxie, Alabama says, congratulations on 2 years. And he says, also, thank you for being live. Most of the radio today has been recorded. We're working people here.
That's right.
That's right. Wayne from Fayetteville says, gents, I had the privilege to see the fireworks at the National Mall twice. Those who haven't seen it live won't get it. I'm saying, man, that's absolutely the most epic fireworks display I've ever seen. But having the national monuments around the mall illuminated by the fireworks is just amazing. It's just next level. John from Huntsville, hey Phil, congratulations on Right Side Radio's second anniversary. But I got to be honest and tell you, at the same time I'm listening to the show, I'm watching a Twilight Zone marathon. Okay, good for you.
There you go.
But let me ask you. Which one is the Twilight Zone, us or them? There you go. Brian from Huntsville, he heard my monologue a minute ago, and he says, first he says, Gasoline Alley, Morgan County, Madison County, did not allow sales at that time. I remember well. That's just it. We had to go across the bridge. Of course, nobody said a thing when you drove them back into town. But you couldn't, we had to go across the bridge to buy the fireworks and then drive right back into town.
Just had to go across the bridge.
I mean, if they wanted to set up like a checkpoint, it would have just crushed those firework sales. Somebody somewhere was getting a kickback, I imagine. But anyway, but then Brian goes on to say, he heard my monologue. He says, when I said, by God, America, he said, you said that well. God is where we were founded as a nation. Yeah. And by the way, I did not mean that as an epithet. That was not me taking his name in vain. That's me acknowledging that we are, by God, America. Mm. And that's exactly why I said it the way I said it. Thank you, Brian. Mike from Huntsville says, yeah, DC fireworks, best ever. He said, watch from a boat. Once it was over, as a thousands of boats traveled home, the white stern lights on the Potomac looked like the Milky Way. I bet that was cool.
Wow.
Yeah. I watched the Gadsden Etowah Patriots Association. I used to be involved in that, but I said it during my monologue. I went out in a boat to watch the big demonstration, and we wound up parking underneath it. And so you're getting rained on constantly, like, debris falling on your head. But anyway, Racing from Hawaii, I'm sorry, says, I love being in awe of God's presence as fireworks decorate the Honolulu night sky during the 4th of July. I'm still getting over the fact that we have a guy in Hawaii that listens to us every day.
It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. Roger from Ardmore says, my fondest memories were the Wilburn family reunions on the 4th at the Woodman of the World Meeting Hall in Elkwood, Alabama. That's just good stuff right there. It says, my dad had 15 siblings. Wow. So it was big. We gathered there. The food was everywhere. My cousin, Aaron, was the entertainment and fireworks at our farm. That's just cool. David from Athens. So I remember a kid dropping M80s and cherry bombs and garbage cans and putting the lids back on and watching the lid. Yeah. So Boomer, this is before your time, but like I was on the cusp of when M80s and cherry bombs were outlawed.
Uh-huh.
Because you could lose a finger. I mean, just I knew a kid that lost a finger.
Really?
With cherry bombs. And I mean, just saying. Somebody told me once, I don't know if it's true or not, that an M80 was like a quarter stick of dynamite. It was significant.
Wow.
Why it was allowed to be in the hands of children, I do not know. But he says, I remember as a kid, yeah, blowing garbage can lids off. And then he says, one of my most memorable fourths was celebrating in 1973. I just finished my first year in the Army at Fort Monroe, Virginia. After a day of activity, we settled down near the water for a concert by the Continental Army Band, listening to them play the William Tell Overture and firing the cannons filled with fireworks. That's just cool. This is going to be all day, I can tell already.
All day. There's going to be some fun memories.
Robert from Harvest saw the fireworks from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in 1972. Life-changing, even for a teenager. That's good. TL from Huntsville. 2 years already? How time flies when you're having fun. Congrats. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right, Boomer, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Memories. 4th of July.
Oh, come on. So many memories. youngest memories, I remember going to one of my aunt's house. They had one on the river or Weiss Lake, and we would go out there.
Up in Cherokee County.
I'm talking like the whole extended family. So, I mean, as a kid, you thought there were hundreds, but there's probably like, 50, 60 people there. But playing horseshoes, going out on the river, fireworks, bottle rockets, throwing bottle rockets at each other, the kids running towards the fireworks when we weren't supposed to. I mean, it was so many memories. And then obviously when you get older, the memories get more fun as the teenager rolls around when you're, like you said, being mischievous with all the fireworks.
Mischievous. there's the word. Being mischievous.
Mischievous.
I call it being a knothead. Yeah. Okay.
Mischievous.
There's
you know?
Things that shouldn't be done. There's reasons why they have the disclaimers on the side of the package.
Right.
Because people like you
and
me.
Who reads those? I mean, come on. Let's see what we can get away with.
Yes. Well, I mean, I've got so many memories of fireworks and like I said, the bottle rocket wars in the street and, and then I'll never forget too, a guy who he had a box of cherry bombs, real ones that his mom wouldn't let him play with until he was like a certain age. And so like over time he had like hand painted each one, with bottle paints.
He was getting ready.
He was like, and he kept them in a cigar box on tissue, so they were like sitting there all nice. And they were just stored, waiting. And we had those bottle rocket wars. And he realized, wait a minute, this is the year. I'm 14. And he went inside. He goes, Mom, you said, okay. Well, she didn't know he was going to start throwing them at people. So the very first one he threw, he goes, cherry bomb, and he threw it. And everybody scattered. And then all it did was fizzed. He held onto it for 5 years, and the thing had gone dead, gone stale. And so I was like, oh, you got nothing, man. You got nothing. So the next one he threw it again, and they're like, we're going to pick it up and throw it back at you. Cha-choo! This one guy almost knocked him off his feet when that thing went off in front of him. I'm just going to say, I was a knothead kid. Teresa from Town Creek says a family member posted this. He was in Iraq. He says, I was going to complain about the heat today, and then I realized it's not 120 degrees. I'm not 5,700 miles from home dressed in full uniform and not carrying 70 pounds of gear. There's little chance of driving over a bomb. So thanks to all those who have served. Thank you, Teresa. Appreciate you very much. All right, folks. Y'all stay tuned. We got plenty more of this, and we'll jump into the Triple Dipper right after this. Be right back.